I'm pretty comfortable. Right? We honestly don't believe in here. We don't believe fully that we are absolutely safe in the hands of a fully competent, all-knowing, ever-present God. You see, many of us live in a constant state of fear and anxiety because we believe everything depends on us. Right? I remember whenever I was these guys' age, right? You could ask me and I'd tell you. Right? Probably all of us have been there. I knew what I was doing, and believe me, being a preacher was not a part of the equation. I was going to be a chemist. After I graduated, I was going to the Navy, learn how to fly. I was going to join NASA and go to space. That was my goal. That was it. I knew it. I knew how to get there, all the I's I had to dot and the T's I had to cross. I was in control of my life, right? You see how well that went. You see, our mood, think about this, our mood is governed by our circumstances. When that is the case, the world leaves us deeply vulnerable, doesn't it? Look at it this way. When we have a chance to share our faith, what happens? We shrink back, don't we? Oh, what if I say something wrong? What if they ask a question and I don't know the answer? Oh, come on. You don't have to be so staid. Each of you have thought that at some point or another. Right? You see, we believe it all depends on us, don't we? Getting up here to preach used to make me deathly sick. Until I realized that, you know, God uses my words in ways I never imagined. Right? That kind of takes the pressure off, you know? And you all know well enough I make a lot of mistakes. When my brain gets ahead of my mouth, especially. Right? But anyway, we feel rejected. We shrink back. In that same situation, we think, you know, not only what if they ask a question we don't know, we think, oh, what if they reject us? What would I do if they rejected me? Right? Why does it matter if someone rejects you? You tried to share something with them that would change their life for eternity. I think someone else, the rejecting person, is the one that will eventually reflect on that conversation and say, man, why did I do that? You see, we become slaves to what others think of us, don't we? Those of us who are people pleasers, we take that to heart. Don't we? If someone gets mad at us or disapproves, many of us get this, you know, it's kind of like that homesick feeling inside, right? And then the next time you see that person, you think, oh, dear God, what's this conversation going to be like? Am I going to disappoint them again? Are they going to hurt me? Well, we put a lot of weight on ourselves, don't we? Since we don't trust, you see, in a big God. Jesus, in that audio clip, talked about fear. Remember fear? What are you afraid of? What is so bad that you won't step out of the boat and into Jesus' arms? What is so bad that you won't get to experience how big our God is? We are not secure within ourselves. I didn't give you sermon notes today, and I wish I would have now. When I found this quote, I would really love it if you'd write this down. Because this is something, man, you got to hang on your mirror. I'm going to hang it on my mirror. I wish I could claim it as mine, but it's not. When human beings shrink God, they offer prayer without faith, work without passion, service without joy, suffering without hope. Think about that. Think about that. How many times have we walked that road, folks? How many times have you walked that road? How many times have I walked that road? When human beings shrink God, they offer prayer without faith, work without passion, service without joy, suffering without hope. Do you hear that? You see, all that results in fear, retreat, loss of vision, and failure to persevere. Heck, why even get out of bed?